We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios, at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and of course, the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas, your gaming capital on Las Vegas Boulevard. And we welcome you to the show, and we welcome all of you listening on our other platforms that we have, like our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. iPhone, Android, and Google phones are covered with the apps. You can get your apps at your app store for your devices there, so you can hear us through the KSHP app, through the radio station, and of course, through the YouTube app, you can see and hear us on that app as well, and anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this almost Friday, Thursday, Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Well, weather has a little bit to do right now with the racing today, because Oaklawn Park has canceled racing today because of expected floods in their area now. Now they're canceling the racing because of floods. And the irony of it is the card that was scheduled today on the special Thursday makeup card was a makeup of a card that was canceled last week when it was frozen out there. So the particular racing card that was supposed to be handled today at Oaklawn Park is going to be a makeup card somewhere along the line in the future. But for today, the only cancellation we have as far as weather is concerned or anything else is concerned is Oaklawn Park on the scheduled racetracks that were scheduled on the racing menu today. So just keep that in mind. Oaklawn is out. All righty. Taking a look at some of the headlines around the country. As you know, of course, we're heading into this weekend where we have three races this weekend for three-year-olds that do have Kentucky Derby leaderboard points up and available in those races for the winners. And, of course, two in the Kentucky Oaks for the Kentucky Oaks points as well. They are, of course, the Derby point getters will be the Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park, the Robert Lewis at Santa Anita, and the Withers at Aqueduct, while the Fillies will go for some points for the Kentucky Oaks in the Forward Gal at Gulfstream and the Las Virgenes, which will happen on Sunday at Santa Anita. Well, the jocks in New York have finally complained about inflation, I guess, and they got it. The New York Racing Association basic jockey fees have been raised. Now, for any horse that a jockey rides in a race, whether he finishes fifth or last or whatever, we'll get $125. $125 is the losing mounts fee now in New York. The $500 minimum losing fee in races for $1 million or more. But as Jonathan Hardoon will tell you, as well as the knowledge that we have, is that when the jockeys get to those specific races that are stakes races, et cetera, them and their agents make private treaties with the owners. Some of the jockeys will get more than that 10% of the winning purse, et cetera. As a matter of fact, I remember back in 1985, when Spendabuck was going at Garden State Park, when I was there at Garden State. He had $1 million bonus that was going to be given to him if he won the Jersey Derby after winning two previous races that qualified him for the $1 million. And that was on Memorial Day. And on Memorial Day, there was a race up at Aqueduct. I believe it was the Met Mile at those days, Memorial Day. And Angel Cordero, who was riding Spendabuck, who rode Spendabuck in the Kentucky Derby later on, could not make it because he had a private treaty with a horse that was running in the Met Mile that day at Aqueduct. So they got Lafitte Pinkai to come out and ride Spendabuck in the Jersey Derby. And as you know, he wound up winning that race and getting the $1 million bonus. And of course, Pinkai got his percentage of that. The owner also of Spendabuck gave the equal percentage to Angel Cordero because he couldn't ride that day, but he was riding in New York. But the private treaty for the horse that was in New York, and that escapes for a moment my memory, but I'm sure somebody will know about it and probably text me or something. But in any case, that particular horse that he rode in the Met Mile that day for the owner, he had a private treaty with him that he got a breeding right for that horse when the horse obviously went into the breeding shed later on. So these are just the basic parameters and basic fees that jockeys will get that are set by the Racing Association. So the losers will now get $125 for just riding the horse and $500 minimum in the $1 million races, and et cetera. So the New York Racing Association raised those minimum fees for the jockey fees, and I think that'll go into effect next week. The 2024 champion sprinter, Straight No Chaser, you remember him winning the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's on schedule to run next in the Riyadh Dirt Sprint in Saudi Arabia on the 22nd of February, which is coming up, about 25, 26 days from now. He will make his next start, his 2025 debut, in the Riyadh Dirt Sprint in Saudi Arabia. That's that big day of racing in Saudi Arabia. Of course, they have the Saudi Cup, that $20 million race. Bullard, one of the top touted three-year-olds, who finished third in the San Vicente, by the way, is going to try to bounce back to win, to get back in the winner's circle. He's going to Oaklawn for the Rebel Stakes, and that'll happen on the 22nd of February as well. So Bullard will be exiting Southern California for that race and going to Oaklawn Park for the Rebel. The Rebel, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a $1 million race there. So the Rebel will be his next start, Bullard's next start. They have a new apprentice. Manny Americano is his name. Manny Americano. And I'll ask John Lindo about that. This apprentice is going to start riding at Santa Anita. And, of course, we'll ask John Lindo also about the feedback now and the blowback that they're getting for the canceling of the Northern California Racing Fairs. That's getting really hot and nasty up there. We'll wait and see the latest from John Lindo on that. And our good old friend Paco Lopez and his agent have split. Irreconcilable differences. Okay? So I guess irreconcilable differences not only happens in divorces and marriages, but this marriage with his agent. And of course, you know, Paco and his latest trials and tribulations with the authorities and officials. So Paco split with his agent. We'll wait and see about that.
Hi, I'm Tyler Ganji. Let me share with you what makes our veterinary nursing program so exceptional.
Since 1975, Parcum College has partnered with the University of Pennsylvania Veterinary Hospitals, educating compassionate and highly skilled veterinary nurses. Our program offers extensive hands-on experience starting from your very first year, with practical skills gained in our veterinary nursing building. Parcum offers guaranteed practicum placements at UPenn facilities for students in good academic standing, and we partner with local vet clinics for further experience. Our program prepares you to work in various settings, from private veterinary practices to research and education. And with a 100% job placement rate, our graduates are highly sought after. The veterinary industry is growing, with over 14,000 job openings projected annually. Now is the perfect time to pursue a career in veterinary nursing.
When it comes to game day, PJ Wellahan's is a whole new ballgame. You know us for our legendary wings, but that's just the beginning. We have a full menu fit for fans, foodies, and everyone in between. Plus, we're pouring your favorite local drafts and shaking up handcrafted cocktails for every taste. And when your team takes the field, you can catch every action-packed second on our wall-to-wall TVs. Come see why PJ's is game day done better.
And if there was a problem, technically, with our show that didn't get on YouTube, and so we were going over yesterday the leaderboards as far as they were concerned with the Kentucky Derby after this past weekend's races. So real quickly, for those people that didn't get to listen to this yesterday, the updates on the leaderboard: the Kentucky Derby leaderboard has Citizen Bull atop at 40 points. Then he got Speed King. That was the winner of the race over the weekend with the points. He got 25. Cole Battle is 20. Disco Time is 20. He recently won a race with the leaderboard points. Built is at 20 as well. Then you have Gaming at 18. Getaway Car at 16. Jonathan's Way at 15. And then Tiztastic and Sandman are there with 14. Now, that is the leaderboard Kentucky Derby. I'm going to get to the Kentucky Oaks horses, and for the fillies. And don't forget that there are two races for fillies this weekend that will have points attached to it. But as the fillies go into this weekend, the top filly with 20 leaderboard points for the Kentucky Oaks is Good Cheer and Take Charge M'Lady, Simply Joking and Running Away. All four of those have 20 points that are on the lead on the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks. Vodka with a Twist has 18. Quiet Side has 18. Scottish Lassie has 16. Looking Forward has 15. And Quick Kick has 14. And there are two at 13, sitting right around at 10, in spot number 10. Tenma and La Cara both have 13 as well. So those are the leaders going into this coming month of February. It's going to have a lot of races as far as points for the Kentucky Derby. Eight races in February have points for the Kentucky Derby. Eight races in February have points for the Kentucky Oaks. Three of them coming this weekend, the first day of February for the Derby, and two this weekend for the first weekend of February for the Phillies. So now you're up to date because we wanted to make sure everybody got them for the technical difficulties we had yesterday. Okay, well, let's go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to get started with your racing menu and, of course, your handicappers. So don't go away and start chatting on the chat box. You know what to do. Get to YouTube, go to South Point Studios Network, go to Race Day, click on that. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the chat board. And our chatters are really they're really getting going today. All you have to do, though, is remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and subscription is free, and then you can start chatting. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and I told you that somebody out there would know the name of the horse that I couldn't remember, and one of our chat peeps certainly got it. Jeffrey said, Ralph Cordero rode Track Baron in the Met Mile, and yes, he did, and that was the horse that he got that breeding right to as well. Yeah, we got our chatters are chatting away on the chat box, so get on board. As a matter of fact, one of the chatters, Ira, is here in Las Vegas. He stopped me on the way out of the studio yesterday and said hi. It's always nice to see some of the folks that are watching and listen to our show. So thanks a lot, Ira. And I know that you'll be chatting away once you get back there at home in Southern California. Ira enjoying some time here in Las Vegas. All right, let's go to the racing menu for today. Today's racing menu, as always, we tell you the first post times we broadcast on the racing menu are that of the Pacific time zone. If you're listening here in Las Vegas, no problem. These would be the first post times that roll out in our books. If you're not, adjust to the Pacific time zone to whatever time zone you're in to get the post times right. By the way, weather out here, 35 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 61 today. So it's starting to warm up a little bit. As far as Miami is concerned, we're right around Gulfstream Park, 77 degrees. Hey, Tampa's going to be 80 today. My goodness. New York, 40. Chicago, 52. Phoenix, 63. L.A., 58 degrees. And as far as any of the weather out there, there's a lot of rain, a lot of action going on in eastern Texas, eastern part of Oklahoma, all through Arkansas, where Oakland Park is at. And that is why they are canceled today, because they're expecting floods there with all that rain. And it makes its way through parts of Kentucky and Tennessee as well. Otherwise, you know, the racing should be good throughout the country. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Parks Racing. Parks Racing usually doesn't run on Thursdays, but they're making up a day that they had canceled before. So their makeup day for a racing car is today at Parks. Parks has their first post time for 10 races at 9:05. Parks has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $48,279, and a first post time for their makeup car today at 9:05 for 10 races. Mahoning Valley Racecourse is next. They got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $31,494. 8 races today at Mahoning and a first post time of 9:15. Then Gulfstream Park kicks underway. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Their first post time is at 9:20. A lot of favorites yesterday at Gulfstream. As a matter of fact, the highest priced winner paid like something like $12.60 yesterday at Gulfstream. Mm. And by the way, Ired Ortiz Jr., did not ride yesterday because he had a toothache. So I had to go to the dentist and take care of that. Should be back today, though. All right, Gulfstream Park, 9 races. First post time is 9:20. Their pick six jackpot carryover is climbing, $13,510. Remember, it was a mandatory payoff on Sunday, so they're building it back up. This is, of course, the second day of that. $13,510 in their pick six rainbow jackpot carryover. First post time is at 9:20 at Gulfstream. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. They've got at Aqueduct, first post time of 10:10. 10:10 is the first post time at Aqueduct today. And they have no stakes race today, but no carryovers. But it's mostly sunny, 29 degrees at post time. Track is fast today at Aqueduct. And as I say, no carryovers there. First post time for their eight races is at 10:10. Oaklawn Park was scheduled to make up a card today. Well, they're going to have to make up the makeup card because they're canceled today. Oaklawn Park canceled because of expected floods in the area. Fairgrounds is next. Fairgrounds has a first post time at 10:45 for their nine race card in Orleans. Sunland Park has nine races. Sunland Park has a regular pick five carryover, $245. Their super high five carryover, $740. And a first post time at Sunland today for nine races is 11:25. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. We'll start out with a quarter horse race, then seven thoroughbred races. That makes up the eight races today at Turf Paradise. They've got the highest carryover in the nation today, the pick six jackpot carryover, $326,004 today at Turf Paradise for their pick six jackpot carryover. First post time is 11:25. Delta Downs has 10 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Turfway Park has 10 races. Still got full fields there at Turfway. Turfway Park has a carryover in the Super High Five of $2,271, and their first post time at Turfway is 2:55 for their 10 race card. Charlestown, pick six jackpot carryover there, $6,152, and their first post time for eight races is set at 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And as I said yesterday, a lot of favorites happening at Gulfstream Park, but the highest payoff in the nation yesterday was at Turfway Park. Their pick six jackpot for 20 cents away paid $48,431.26. Pick five at Tampa Bay paid $10,452.65, and that's for 50 cents, so that wasn't too bad either. All righty. That takes care of your menu and the top payoffs for today, and now we'll go to Jonathan Ardoon, who's standing by with us in a cold part of the country. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. By the way, Tampa has a pick five carryover, and they're a late pick five tomorrow. It was not hit. So
The late pick five. Early, I should have designated the early pick five, 10 grand and change at Tampa. So
correct.
Is it getting warmer up there, or you still got your snow shovel in your hand?
It's 14 degrees today, Ralph.
Okay. 14. So now you got to get your ice pick out, right?
The salting machine. Correct.
The salting machine, yes. Well, we got some Derby prep races this weekend, but to be perfectly honest with you, that one in California, the Bob Lewis, I mean, when you got Bob Baffert having three out of the five entrants, and that goes also for the Las Virginias on Sunday. That's only five in there, and Baffert's got a couple in that one too, don't he?
He certainly does, and not really very exciting racing, to tell you the truth. These races you're supposed to look forward to, but you know, when they have four and five horse fields, what's to look forward to, really? Let's be honest.
Well, and the fact that Bullard, which is one of the top prospects in Southern California, finished third in the San Vicente, I guess connections there just got tired of running behind Baffert, so they're going to send Bullard to Oaklawn Park for the Rebel, and I believe the Rebel is like $1 million purse too, isn't it?
This year it is, and they will have a full field, that's for sure. And I'm sure Baffert will be maybe sending a horse or two there. Cox will have something. All the big guys will be there.
Talking about Cox, how's your man's three-year-olds, stable of three-year-olds look so far this year?
I'm sure they're good, Ralph. We may not have even seen the best of them yet, so let's see what happens.
Okay, and as far as any of the other stakes races this weekend, really not much happening. Although on Saturday, 27 stakes races across the menu that we have on Saturday. 10, of course, will be Louisiana Bred Stakes races at the at Delta Downs, I should say. Gulfstream Park's got a nice card on Saturday. 5 stakes races, 2 grade 3s, and Santa Anita has 4. They got 3 grade 3s and a grade 2. And, of course, Aqueduct and Tampa Bay will check in with one. And Turfway Park in Oaklawn and Fairgrounds will also have a stake race on Saturday. So we'll start checking around the country for some nice fields to bet in on the weekend.
Well, Aqueduct has the Withers, and they only got 7 there, and there's no superstars in that race. You're right about Gulfstream. I think they're going to offer the best card. They're going to have the Holy Bull, also only a field of 7. It's amazing. All these races run the same day, and they're all short fields. Can't they get together and, try not to run on top of each other? Not that anyone's going to ship to California, to be honest with you, but certainly Gulfstream in New York, they're running the Holy Bull and the Withers against each other, and they each have 7 horses in the field. So,
well, all I can say is that I don't know with all of the races that are on now, the Kentucky Derby for leaderboard points. I mean, there's a lot of them around the country. It would be pretty hard to kind of separate all of them, because if you're talking about maybe, even if you're trying to separate them, there's only so many weeks before the Kentucky Derby. And we've got 8 of them coming up in February, and you're going to have to run some, even if you run them staggered week after week. Some of the horsemen, say, listen, I can either run this Saturday or next Saturday. It might not make that much of a difference to them. We just got to get these 3-year-olds up and running, that's for sure.
And the advantage they have now, Ralph, is they're drawing so far out. They're drawing, a lot of these tracks are drawing a week out. So you get to see, I guess you could cross-enter and decide where you want to run for the most part.
That would be prudent.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have plans, most of them, certainly the big stables. And the problem with the big stables like Cox and Baffert, they have 3, 4, 5 horses that are eligible for these races. So what are they going to do, run them all against each other? They have to ship. They can't just, they're not going to run. Well, Baffert does it in California, but for the most part, other barns like Cox and Pletcher, they'll be, shipping all over. They're not going to want to run 2 and 3 horses in a race. That's going to be counterproductive because they're not going to be able to get enough points for some of them. So,
that's a great dilemma to be in, a chess game you have to play with a stable full of 3-year-olds that you're trying to get Kentucky Derby points for. And we also know that as we make it through the season, there's going to be defections.
Things are going to happen. Yeah. Horses are going to fall off, right, the trail, and they're going to have setbacks. You're dealing with young horses and obviously very fragile animals. So the idea is to be as loaded as you can and go to the bench if you have to and bring someone else in. The big barns could afford to do that. It's the little guys that are up against it.
You don't want to squeeze the lemon too dry too early, that's for sure. All right. Correct. Well, like I said, yesterday was a pretty chalk day at Gulfstream Park. Dylan Davis had a couple of wins, and Tyler Gaffleone had a couple, and so did Luis Saez. So
you've been on the Dylan Davis wagon for a while now, Ralph. As soon as he arrived in Florida, you jumped right on, and I don't think you've jumped off yet. And if you haven't, you've been making money.
Well, I can tell you this, that the number one guy that kind of convinced him to go down there was Saffy Joseph Jr., and that was productive yesterday because Davis and Saffy Joseph Jr. together won back-to-back races yesterday. The 4th race only paying $280, and the 5th race that paid $440. So it's more than just me figuring it out.
Yeah, but Irad Ortiz was actually named on both of those horses, and Davis was in the right place at the right time. Yeah, he got to ride him, and
no toothache for Davis. I would imagine that probably exacerbated the pain in the tooth of Ira when he started seeing the results, but nevertheless.
Yeah, he asked for a little more Novocaine, please.
Yeah. And Tyler Gaffion, Luis Saez, it's a big meet there at Gulfstream Park, and certainly they got the top riders there, that's for sure.
Well, it's the championship meet they're supposed to, right?
Yes, at least for another 3 years, and we're not going to open up that Pandora's box today. Anyhow, we're looking for some winners. What are we going to do?
Well, let's go to Aqueduct and look at the fifth race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Central Casting. And this is a 3-year-old filly who makes a first start as a 3-year-old. She has 3 career starts as a 2-year-old, each race better than the previous one. She's now been transferred to the Jamie Ness barn. She also gets Lasix today for the first time. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Central Casting, to win today's fifth race at Aqueduct.
All right, that is the anchor race in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 today at Aqueduct. And in the fifth race, you like number 4, Central Casting. We hope they cast the right role for this horse in the winner's circle. The fifth race, the 4, Central Casting, Jonathan Dardoon's pick there at Aqueduct. I am sure you have one at Gulfstream.
I do. We're going to look at the fourth race today, 5 furlongs on the turf. And the number 4 horse in here, Majestic Song, is a 4-year-old filly from the Mark Cassie barn. And this barn has been on fire. Switching from the synthetic to the turf today, this horse is bred top and bottom to handle the grass. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. And guess who's riding? Dylan Davis.
Dylan Davis. There we go.
All right. Can't beat him, you might as well join him, Ralph. Fourth race today, number 4, Majesty Song wins today's fourth race out at Gulfstream.
And today at Gulfstream Park, they are on the main track, they are on the turf, and they're on the Tapeta as scheduled. So in the fourth race on the turf at 5 furlongs, number 4, Majestic Song. The 4 in the fourth, easy to remember, is Jonathan Ardoon's pick for us at Gulfstream. Well, we're cranking it up and getting ready for the weekend, Jonathan, and I know we'll be tapping you on the shoulder to talk about most of those stakes races on Saturday. Maybe we'll split it up between tomorrow and Saturday. So we'll get you keeping busy, but we'll remind everybody that you have 2 full sheets today of your selections at your websites for Gulfstream and Aqueduct.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, and we will talk to you tomorrow. All right. We move on. Our next guest, of course, our handicapper, Rich Ang, who has a pick for us today. Somewhere out there he'll have his pick for us today. And he has a few thoughts about a couple of those prop bets and that thing called the Super Bowl 1 week from Sunday. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, I know that we're ramping it up for the Super Bowl. It's still 1 week from Sunday, but day by day by day, you know, the anticipation gets greater and people starting to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit more until we reach that crescendo when they have the kickoff 1 week from Sunday. But here in Las Vegas, it's been a tradition to have prop bets, anything from the coin flip to, you know, what the weather might be like. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And of course, each book in town, each sports book will have their own version of prop bets. Here in at the South Point, They'll have a good portion. There'll be quite a few pages of prop bets, and they're starting to put them out little by little now. And as the weeks go on, I mean, as the week goes on and as it goes on to next week, all the books around Las Vegas will be adding pages of prop bets to it. And sometimes you can get a good price on something as something that might goofy happens in the Super Bowl. But a lot of, you know, good players like yourself will look for certain scenarios on how the game may be played out. And that includes prop bets on individual players, et cetera. So I know that you've been working on those props already.
Yeah, I have to go to the different books and accumulate those sheets that you're talking about, Ralph. They should all be done by the end of this week for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to get the best price, you pretty much have to bet earlier this week versus next week, because by next week, all the numbers will be beat up a little bit by bigger players than you and me, you know, that jump in and see maybe a weakness in the marketplace. But they're fun to do. And it's amazing how you could come up with like an angle on a player, on a team, on a trend. And if you have three or four or five different sets of sheets from the different casino companies, you can find really, really big differences in the odds and the pricing that are favorable to the player.
Now, of course, those odds are pretty much dictated by the handle that they get. So a lot of places might get a handle on a particular prop that's they've got more of an exposure on one side or another than another place, and that's why you get the variation in the prices, right?
Well, you know, each one of these companies has done it in prior years, mm-hmm. so they pretty much have an idea what the handle is on the different prop bets. So, you know, they just have to protect themselves. So if one company was, say they beat the players and kept everything as far as what was bet on a prop, well, their odds may be a little different than somebody else who might have got hit, you know, by some players. And so, you know, it's all about exposure on these companies. They don't want to lose money, Ralph. They're not in the business to lose money.
Well, us as the people on the other side of that counter as players are not crying crocodile tears for them, that's for sure. So I understand you might have a couple of props that you already took a position on.
I have a couple things I'm going to share with folks. And by the way, the origin of the prop bet is credited to none other than Jimmy Vaccaro, who works at the South Point.
He sure does.
The story goes that the Super Bowl with the refrigerator Perry, mm-hmm. he put up prop bet about whether he would score a touchdown or not. And that was the very first prop bet in Las Vegas. He was working at the Mirage at the time. Yep. And of course, if people remember that Super Bowl, Perry did score.
Yeah, and then the town went nuts. And from that day forward, there was prop bets galore.
Yep, that was the start. Yep. As far as a couple of bets I want to share with folks, I had teased that, hinted that I had already made a 6-point teaser on the game itself. Okay. And the bet that I made was Philadelphia plus 7.5 to the total over 43.5. So I have already bet that. And my reason being is I do like Philadelphia in the game overall. I think the big difference between this Super Bowl and when they met 2 years ago, Ralph, mm-hmm. is a fellow named Saquon Barkley, who is an absolute game breaker. Philadelphia did not have that type of a breakaway player 2 years ago. So I think he's going to be a handful for the Chiefs to try to control. And as far as the game total, 43 and a half is what I have. But you can get 43 if you bet it right now, because I noticed this morning the total dropped a half a point mm-hmm. at a lot of places. So 7.5 and 43. But, you know, I really think Barkley's going to make a big difference in this game. The score 2 years ago, Ralph, remember, was 38-35.
Yeah.
That was 73 points. So even if you subtract four touchdowns, mm-hmm. 28 points on that total, it's still 45, which would beat this number.
And I want to remind everybody now that 7.5 is the teaser price, right? So you added six to what the number is right now. The traditional price right now is Philadelphia plus 1.5, correct?
That is correct. Okay. The line is 1.5 right now.
Right now.
Yeah. And also, Yeah, and also, Ralph, if the listeners out there love Kansas City, you could actually tease the other way, too, because if they're favored by 1.5 and you take the 6, then you make Kansas City a plus 4.5, meaning that they can afford to lose the game by 4 points or less or win outright and catch this teaser.
And, of course, with the teaser, it ratio of money bet to money won is less than the traditional bet as well.
Correct.
Keep that in mind. All right. Okay. So you got that prop. Is that the only one?
Yeah. One real quick. I'm of the belief that Kansas City is going to focus on trying to stop Saquon Barkley, which should open up some of the passing attack, especially short passes from Jalen Hurts. I think the recipient of that's going to be the tight end Dallas Goedert. I made a bet on him over 4.5 catches in the football game. Dallas Goedert, the tight end for the Eagles.
Oh, I like that a lot. I really do like that a lot because they are going to be centering on Saquon Barkley, that's for sure. And, of course, as we go through the week and next week, I'm sure you'll be placing a few more prop bets here and there. So we'll get that from you. How about a horse today?
Gulfstream Park, race number 8, first level allowance, a mile and a 16th, optional clamber 75. A horse that I like is on the outside, number 8, Beauty Reigns, 9-2 in the morning line. This is Junior Alvarado riding for Belmont. This horse was overmatched in the Demoiselle at the Aqueduct last time out, a graded stakes race. But this horse showed a lot of promise winning her debut at first time out. So if she improves a couple of steps, I think she's a young horse and Mata Hall of Fame trainer. I think 9-2 is a square price. Let's go.
Looking to get stronger? Join Planet Fitness today.
We're stepping it up.
We're not slowing down.
We're going to feel this tomorrow.
You coming?
Save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 31st.
Roll, sauce, burger, lettuce, roll.
Yeah! King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday.
So until tomorrow, when you'll have a sheet for Santa Anita, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Coming up next, our closing act, and you know what that is, John and Jerry. So don't go away. We'll be back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports.
F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. You. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark cold. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. A little, we're getting a little warmer here in Las Vegas, so it's kind of nice. You have a Gulfstream sheet for today, right? The Lindo Report?
Yeah, full card at Gulfstream Park for today, and it's a decent card.
Yeah, a little bit short on price yesterday, but today it does look like it might have a little bit better pricing as far as the results are concerned. And you have the Lindo Report covering all the races, a suggested late pick four, and, of course, all the goody information that we're about ready to talk about. On one comprehensive sheet, the Lindo Report, you only get it in one place in this gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point. It's in the Racebook, and it's free of charge because they love horse players here. Complimentary of the South Point and John Lindo. Well, John, we'll update the jockey trainers because that's what we usually do at the beginning of the week.
You got it. At Gulfstream Park, Arad Ortiz is running away with the jockey title. He's got 59 winners so far. Tyler Gaffleone is second with 39. Then you have Edgar Zayas with 32, and Luis Saez has 30. That's through yesterday.
And I would imagine the Safi Joseph added a little bit more to his total with a couple of wins yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did. He's kind of running away with the trainer's title. He's got 33 wins so far, Ralph. And Mark Cassie having a good meet. He's got 24 winners. Jose D'Angelo right behind him with 23. So they're the top three. They've kind of been there for a while and established themselves as the top trio down there at Gulfstream this winter.
Yeah, they're the top three, but there's one trainer that's really kind of hot recently.
Yeah, Dale Roman's caught the eye last week, and I just, you know, he was winning some nice races, and I went to look him up. He's won four of his last six, and they've wow. been decent prices. So for whatever reason, the Dale Roman's barn has gotten hot.
Okay, what about them favorites?
Favorites have regressed to the norm now, 33%. They were hanging up at 38, 37%, yeah. down to 33% for the meet.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's perfect. That's okay. Now, the Linda Report this week will cover, of course, Gulfstream today. What about the rest of the week?
Tomorrow I've got Santa Anita when they're back in action. I'll also have that coast-to-coast pick five, which is on for Fridays. This will be the last Friday of January, so I don't know if they're doing it yet for February.
Okay.
And then Saturday we will do Santa Anita again, the coast-to-coast pick five. Mm-hmm. I'll also do that late pick five at Gulfstream Park, which includes the Holy Bull, some good stakes races there. And we'll go back to Santa Anita on Sunday and also cover that coast-to-coast pick five as well.
All right, and that's on the Linda Report. John, you knew there was going to be a blowback for the decision up in Northern California with the California Fairs, but it's getting pretty feisty now, isn't it?
Well, you know, the horsemen need a decision. Are you going to let us stable here and train? If not, we have to make plans. These guys have families, so I understand the frustration. If they're going to just call it off, then let us know so, you know, all the horsemen can make plans, and whether they come down to Southern California. A lot of those horses aren't good enough really to be here on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Then they have to decide, you know, are they going to go to Turf Paradise? They're going to go to Emerald Downs. So, yeah, it's just hard, Ralph, because not everybody's feelings can be, you know, some guys are going to have their feelings hurt.
Well, I can tell you this, that Andy Titus, who is the head guy over there at the Humboldt County Fair, which I think is, what's it, Ferndale? Humboldt County?
Yes, far up north.
He's the one that's really voicing a lot, because he says that the money earned at the races at the fair there really, you know, takes care of their bills up there. He said without it, that they may not have their organization up there. And he said, listen, there's a bunch of livelihoods that are on the line here, was quoted. I mean, what are those people going to do? If these horses and these people had a spot in Santa Anita, they'd already be there. So how many people's lives will be affected and touched if horse racing goes away in Northern California? He just thinks that it would be astronomical, and he thinks that if it goes, guess what? The South is next for the domino effect from Northern Falls. What do you think?
Well, they have a little six-day meet at Fairgrounds, and it really is an event up there. It's a little half-mile track. They run the Humboldt County Marathon, a mile and 5/8 on a half-mile track. Yeah. It's a lot of fun to see. The whole town talks racing for the week or 2 weeks that they're there, and everybody that I know that's been there says you have to go. It's a bucket list kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to think that it wouldn't be around would be sad, and you're right. They need that meet to pay for the upkeep of the fairgrounds to keep that track there and everything else that goes on. So not only will they lose the meet, you know, they might have to just knock down the fairgrounds, and that would be, again, another sad thing for California racing.
No question about that. I talked to a player here at the South Point. He's a regular player here at the South Point, but he makes a trek every year to go to the Ferndale Fair, and he was really disappointed yesterday.
That race was always on my list as an owner. I always wanted to win the Humboldt County Marathon. I could claim a horse for 10 or 12.5 at Santa Anita and try and win a mile and 5/8 on the bull ring. That would have been a lot of fun.
And not only that, I mean, watching that race is like watching your kid go around on the merry-go-round in the Midway. It's a lot of fun.
They're always in sight.
All right. Well, you got a Gulfstream Park Linda Report today. Where are we going with the horse?
I'm going to the fourth race, and I landed on the same horse as John Hardoon in the fourth race, number four, Majesty Song. Ran well first time out on the Tapita. The key here, trainer Mark Cassie has been very, very good second time out, second time starters at this Gulfstream meet, and he's been really tough when he puts his main man on there, Dylan Davis, and that's the situation today. The rider switched to Dylan Davis. This filly's related to two winners on the turf, so I don't think the surface switch is going to be a problem.
Okay.
4-1, a horse that looks really live today in the race number four, Majesty Song.
All right, so we've got the horse player's good housekeeping seal of approval from our handicappers. When we have two handicappers or more landing on the same horse, that's a goodie for us. So in the fourth race, you and Jonathan both like the four, Majesty Song, the four in the fourth race at Gulfstream. Remember, not too many, about last week or about 2 weeks ago, all three of you guys landed on a horse, and that horse got there easily. So let's get this home a winner, a part of the early pick four and early pick five, Gulfstream Park's fourth race, the four horse. And that's John's pick off the Lindell Report. Remember, get the rest of the Lindell Report and all that good information right here at the South Point for today in the book. One last thought. We got a new apprentice showing up at Santa Anita, Manny Americano.
Right. He was a top three rider in Northern California. And recently he's been riding at Turf Paradise. He's going to take his shot over here in Southern California. I think he's 24 years old.
Ah.
And again, he won a lot of races up there. And I think he had a pretty good Turf Paradise. So we'll see where he lands. I noticed quite a few of the horses that he was riding at Pleasanton have been running here in Southern California. And he was on some live horses. So I would expect him in those restricted races for Northern California to hit the ground running in those type of races.
All right. We'll keep an eye on him, Manny Americano. And we will talk to you tomorrow, John.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. And now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right. So do you put any extra weight as far as handicapping when you see an apprentice on a horse that you like because they get the advantage of the pound breakage?
Okay, so if it's a 10-pounder,
yeah,
I'm a little leery. I probably want that horse to have some quality, like a real strong early speed or something, or and a price. I'm not going to. But once they're a 7-pounder, the weight is probably an advantage to me, in my opinion.
So, we got to explain to folks, when you get a 10-pound apprentice, because they have very little experience in racing, once they get towards so many races run and so many wins, then the 10 pounds goes to 7, and the same criteria when they advance to more wins, then it gets from 7 to 5, and the 5 will be for the rest of the year, right?
Right.
Okay.
And weight off a horse is, really, the underlying question is how important is weight off? And it's very important.
So weight off does mean something. I remember, you know, in the old days when you had those big handicap races, I mean, it meant something. Now that you don't have, you hardly have any handicap races anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, when a horse is carrying 117 and then he's carrying 121, that 3 pounds adds into something at the end of the race. I mean, a lot of people just don't even look at it, but it's something.
And you calculate that in your numbers, right?
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I just wanted to know. So if they take a look at your numbers, you have already calculated what you believe is the adjustment when there's a lighter weight or an apprentice on the horse.
Right.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. When you lose by a nose and you've taken and you've added 3 pounds onto your horse, there's the nose.
There, that means there something. Is. That's right. All right. Well, Jerry J., you have your power pages for today at Aqueduct available right now at your website. And let's get a winner.
Let's see what we can do. Let's go to race number 7, Dots Dollar. Real nice, hard-hitting horse. I mean, this horse has won literally just about a third of a races with 8 out of 27 lifetime, but hasn't won in a little while. And looks to me like starting to come back into form for Gustavo Rodriguez, who's a very, very good trainer. Lascano gets up, and this is one of my favorite lines, which is a turnback line. Show really good speed, what I would say, against the bias on January 5th, off a 64-day layoff, and then now turns back. Feels right, same class. So I feel like the connections are confident in placing the horse where it belongs. I'll take the 3, Dots Dollar, in race number 7. I'll play the 3, Dots Dollar, over the 1, 5, 6, and 7. Do some reverses, 1, 5, 6, and 7, back over the 3. All about the 3 and the 7th.
Okay, in the 7th race today at Aqueduct, number 3, Dots Dollar, is the pick, and that's the win bet, that's for sure. So I hope Dot makes dollars for us. The 3, and the link-ups include numbers 1, 5, and 6. The 1 is at 5-1 on the morning line. The 5 is also at 5-1 on the morning line. And the 6 is the morning line favorite at 5-2.
Yeah, so you're forgetting the 7 as well.
Oh, you're going to put the 7 in there? I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I see on your sheet why you're putting the 7 in there, but we'll let other people decide for that. So in the 7th race, again, the 3 over 1, 5, 6, 7, and reverse, the 3 in the 7. And don't forget, Jerry J's Power Pages. You can get them right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And Jerry will be back to work for two tracks tomorrow when Santa Anita rolls in again. And as far as the racing today, the only cancellation out there, folks, is Oaklawn Park. They canceled because of expected floods there. So we'll be back on tomorrow, Friday, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And we hope you have a great time out there today. And Jerry has just one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.